This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice produced a study that was released May 14, 2014. David Catt did the study, Public Rules on Private Schools. The foreword makes a good point. With the surge in school choice legislation over the past 5 years, more attention has turned toward the effects of new regulations on operations of private schools. A pressing concern is how new regulatory environments might impact the supply of participating private schools. This is a matter of significant importance to school choice advocates because, at a very basic level, there is no choice if there is no supply of real alternatives to traditional public schools. End quote. So the study is about whether the so-called school choice legislation is just a ruse offsetting the very choice it claims to be about. That is, if school choice legislation is created, are its positives offset by the negative implications required of the private school in its compliance with the civil government when receiving funds? On page 10, the study contains analysis about the three types of school choice: vouchers, tax credit scholarships, and education savings accounts. Be careful here, though. The Friedman Foundation is not espousing conservatism. They're espousing liberalism. There's no freedom involved here because there's nothing that deals with the underlying taxation involved. All these so-called school choice mechanisms are after-tax mechanisms. The civil government collects taxes from people, and then the consumer has to go through the civil government in order to utilize a voucher, a tax credit scholarship, and even an education savings account. This is not freedom. It is bondage to humanist central planners who take your money and then require you to jump through hoops just to have your own money returned to you in order to educate your own child. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructing the Coliseum.